I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. A sharply divided U.S. Supreme Court on Wednesday rejected a Trump administration push to rebuke a federal judge who imposed a quick deadline to release billions of dollars in foreign aid, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
By a 5-4 vote, the court told U.S. District Judge Amir Ali to clarify his earlier order that required the Republican administration to release nearly $2 billion in aid for work that had already been done. Although the outcome is a short-term loss for President Trump's administration, the nonprofit groups and businesses that sued are still waiting for the money they say they are owed. It's the second time the new administration has sought and failed to persuade the Supreme Court to immediately rein in a lower court judge in legal fights over actions taken by Trump. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President Donald Trump, in a speech to Congress on Tuesday night, vowed to press ahead, reshaping America. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The president says his plans on the economy, immigration, and foreign policy will go on with swift and unrelenting action.
We are going to forge the freest, most advanced, most dynamic, and most dominant civilization ever to exist on the face of this earth.
Democrats dissented. Texas Congressman Al Green was ejected. The president says change is needed to fix mistakes left by his predecessor.
Do his plans actually help Americans get ahead? Not even close.
Michigan Senator Alyssa Slotkin delivered the Democrats' response.
America wants change, but there's a responsible way to make change and a reckless way.
The speech comes after the president promised to fix inflation, but instead voters are facing economic chaos. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer on Wednesday praised the hundreds of British troops who died fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq in a rebuke of U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance, who has questioned the merits of a potentially European peacekeeping force in Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
These men fought and died for their country, our country, and across the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. 642 individuals died fighting for Britain alongside our allies. Many more were wounded. We will never forget their bravery and their sacrifice.
Starmer specifically paid tribute to 6 British soldiers who died on patrol in Afghanistan when their vehicle was struck by an explosive. In an interview with Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity, Vance said the economic pact with Kyiv, sought by President Donald Trump, is a way better security guarantee than 20,000 troops from some random country that hasn't fought a war in 30 or 40 years. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia's government restricts foreign reporters from working in the country, so VOA traveled to the Indian Ocean Republic of Maldives to hear what Russian tourists think about international sanctions and President Trump's efforts to end the war in Ukraine. Jenya DeLo reports.
In the past 3 years, Russia has worked to produce more of its own goods to replace products made by Western companies, which left the country following the sanctions. Russian tourist Daria Chumachenko says that has meant product shortages and drops in quality.
Now we can't give our pets good vaccine shots. From our Russian alternatives, dogs get very sick. Last time I gave my dog a Russian shot because we don't have Western alternatives available, my dog almost died in my arms.
Alexander Parfenov is a Moscow importer who says his business has grown significantly since the start of the war in Ukraine, especially when he switched to cryptocurrency for international transactions, avoiding financial sanctions.
In spite of my business getting bigger because of the sanctions, I don't want people to keep dying. Besides, consumer prices in Russia are still growing.
While these Russian tourists think it may still take some time for Russia and Ukraine to agree on peace terms, all of them say they want to see the war end soon. Jenya Dulo, VOA News, Maldives.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.